Hilchas Melicha, Shir 10, Siman Tzemach Tes, Sif Tezayin. In this year, we'll discuss that one must salt meat in a utensil that has holes. And we'll then see what the din of the kli that was used to salt meat in. So let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Ein molchin ela b'kli menukav. One may only salt meat in a kli, in a utensil that has holes. Oy, agabe kashin v'kismin, or on straw or twigs, or even mokim midjoin, or even if there's no holes, you can salt on a place that has a slant. It's enough of a slant that if you pour water there, it will slide down right away. A smooth surface, that water will flow away from the meat. It does not have to be in a slope. If it's not smooth, you have to place it in a slope in order for the water to drain away from the meat. Even if the kli, the utensil, has holes, you should be careful that the holes should remain open. It shouldn't get stuffed up. Therefore, you should not put the kli that has holes directly on the ground, because the ground is like a kli that has no holes. There are those that are machmir to put straw or twigs into the kli, because the meat will close up the holes. But for the Eved, you don't have to be worried about all this. So the Taz explains that for the Eved, you don't have to worry. It's not going on what the Mechaber says, that the water has to be able to run away from the meat. Was that such a case? Even for the Eved, it's aser. What the Ramah means is placing it on the floor and putting in twigs are only a chumrah. Therefore, for the Eved, it's mutter. However, if it would be put on the floor and the blood will collect on the kli, then the Prima Gadim points out that this will be usher even with the Eved. So the Mechaber continues, V'imolach b'kli she'enim menukav, if you salted a piece of meat in a utensil that did not have holes, usher l'shtamesh bo'isa kli b'dovrei seach. You cannot use this kli for something that is hot. So the Ramah says, V'im n'shtamesh bo'i kli bo. If you do use the kli for something that is hot, you have to remove a klipa, a width of a fingernail, from the food that was used in the kli. Im hu davar yavish, if the thing that you used was something dry. V'im hu davar lach, if the thing you used was wet. V'inyan shishim neged klipa min haka'ayro, you need 60 against a fingernail's worth of the bowl. So that's the first opinion of the Mechaber, that you can use it for hot, and we can imply that for cold you may use it. The second opinion the Mechaber holds, even for cold, you should not use the kli without washing the kli first. If you use the kli without washing first, you have to wash the thing that was used in the kli. Then the Ramah says, you can go and salt meat in this kli after you make holes in the kli. Even if you don't make holes in the kli, if you already salted this piece of meat once, you can salt it again in this kli. We'll see, the reason for this is because of Ein Melicha L'Kelim. So now the first thing that we have to discuss is what's the machlokes between the two opinions in the Mechaber. The first opinion we said holds the it's only usher to use the kli for hot, but cold may be used in the kli, and the second opinion holds that you cannot even use the kli for cold. So the Taz holds that the first opinion holds that the kli after melicha is considered cold, it's not heated up by the salt, and therefore, if you put cold in it, nothing will happen. If you put hot in it, it will draw out the blias that gets absorbed from the melicha. But if you use it for cold, nothing will happen. That's the first opinion. The second opinion, according to the Taz, holds that the bowl, the kli, that is salted in, remains hot until it's washed. So therefore, if it's washed, it's mutter. But before it's washed, it's usser. And therefore, if you use it without washing the kli first, you have to wash the thing that was used in the kli. That's according to the Taz. The Kveig argues that if the kli is considered hot, how could I go and salt in it afterwards? Therefore, the Kveig holds that this is the second opinion in the Mechaber agrees that a pot after salting is considered cold. But this opinion holds that any time you want to use a kli that's usser for food, you have to wash the kli first, and wiping is not enough. That's the machlokes and how to explain the Mechaber. The next discussion is what's the Ramah teaching us. Ramah says that if it's used for hot, you need a klipa if it's dry, and if it's wet, you need 60 against the klipa of the kaira. So let's see the shach. The shach says in Sif Katan Samach Dalid, Vim Nishtamish, Hagah Zu Tzarech Iyun. This Hagah, the Ramah, needs explanation. Achar will follow the Girsa of the Yismach Moshe. Hagah Zu Tzarech Iyun, Achar Ha'iyun Hetiv B'Teres Chatos Klal Yid Aleph Din Ches. After you see the Teres Chatos, you'll see that this Hagah needs explanation. Dinira, L'chura, L'farish, because before we learn the Teres Chatos, we can explain. The Mairikan, that is speaking over here in our Sif, the Ramah is speaking in our Sif, Shehaka'ayro hi cham, that the plate is hot when you use it. L'kach, im hu dover yovesh, if it's something dry, if you use it for something dry, sagi beklipo. Afilu ha'kayro cham, even though the plate is hot, kimun shu nagov, since it's wiped off, and it's a dry, you're using it for something dry, therefore it will only answer the thing that's used, a klipa. Ve'en achanami, di'im nosen bo b'yseach yovish, if you put something hot, she'yesh bo'y b'tivis k'sas, that's a little moist, the tzorach netila, if it's a little moist, it needs a netila, like any tzli, hot to hot, needs a netila. G'udemu chach min dibir havash bo b'chidushov. V'mater sabay sa'och, v'ayin l'kamon, simen tzarek dela, sifkotn chav gimel, lamed gimel, v'simen kalfei, sifkotn chav gimel. By a kli, it will only answer a netila. Ulakach, im hu dobi yuseach lach, if it's hot and it's wet, kavoitiv, like meat juices, tzarech shishim neged haklipa min hakaira. You need 60 against the klipa of the kaira. So the shach explains, vein tzarech shishim neged kol hakaira. You don't need 60 against the whole bowl, mishum de metchila l'nesum b'malicha v'akadei klipa, because malicha only asses in a klia, kadei klipa. And therefore, all that's asa here is a klipa. So if you use it for hot, even though if they're both hot, all I need is 60 against the klipa. Because the time alone will come on, simet tzereches, sifdalad v'hagol. Like we'll see in later on, in simet tzereches. Af b'mokam sh'loi nogat shom ha'voitiv. You need 60 against the bowl, even in the place, even against the place that did not touch. Now, what's the reason for this? So the Dogol Mavova asks that we have a repask on the mice in simet tzereches, that we do not say cham eksosei cham kuloi, meaning if part of the kli is hot, it will draw bleus out of the whole kli. So we'll see that lamais, we don't say such a klal of cham eksosei cham kuloi. So why over here do we need 60 against the whole kli? That's the Dogel Mevavah's question. So the Chavos Das answers that when don't we say cham eksosei cham kuloi, if I put it, let's say, for example, a cold spoon into a hot pot. So we don't say, even though the cold spoon, let's say it's a milchak spoon, into a meat pot, we don't say you need 60 against the whole spoon. We might want to say that there are those that say by metal that if part of the kli is hot, it will draw out bleus from the whole kli. But my sweet paskin, they only need 60 against the part that was stuck into the pot, not the part that's outside the pot. But that's only if the spoon is cold and you put it in. We don't say that the part of the spoon gets heats up the whole spoon and pulls out the bleus. But if the whole spoon is hot, or in our case, the whole bowl is hot, then in such a case, even the bleus from the part that's not being used will go into the food of the part that's being used. And therefore, I need 60 against the klipa of the whole kli. So that's how the shach wants to explain. That we're talking about over here, that the pot is hot, and therefore, if it's completely dry, I need a klipa. If it's moist, I need a netila. And if it's wet, I need 60 against the klipa of the whole kli. However, the shach says, Elo sheduichik lefarish demayri shahka'ayro chamo. First of all, it's doichik. It would be a forced pshat, meaning the simple reading of the words do not apply that way. the Mayri Shakai Rechamo, that the simple reading of the words do not imply that the bowl was hot when it was used. The Gam Doichek Lefareish is also Doichek to explain the Mashakosav Shishim Neged Klipo Mina Kairo, when the Ramah says that if it was used for Lach, he needs 60 against the Klipo of the Kairo. Mayri Af Mamakam Shaloi Nagashom HaRoitev. We'll have to say that the Ramah is talking about 60, even the place where the Roitev did not touch. V'oi Doichek Loimer. And a third doichak is the Mayri Bedover Yovish Legamri. That when he says you need a klipa, if it's Yovish, you'll have to say that it's Yovish, it's completely dry and not moist, which is not the usual case. V'oid, and besides these three doichkim, we have another problem. The Betoivis Chatos Shom Al Kochoch Bedover Yovish Sheyesh by Retivis Ksas Mayri. When the Ramah writes in Toivis Chatos this din, we have to say that it's talking about a case where the piece was moist. Midikosef Sham, because he writes over there. In the Torah Chatos, Yekairo Kar Sage Beklipa. If the bowl was cold, a klipa is enough. The Taz, at the end of Sifkot Lamates, brings the Torah Chatos. You could see the words. Let's just jump over there for a second. He says, Vekosef B'Torah Chatos, V'li Nira, the din ha-kairo zu k'din shar kli trefa. This kairo, the bowl that the meat was salted in, which does not have holes, has the same din as other treif kelim, ish samu boy heter. V'sheach l'din tatogobar. And you have the din of tatogobar. Tatogobar means that bottom is stronger. Therefore, ulechein, im ha-kairo kar, v'samu bo reseach sagile beklipa. If the kairo is cold, and then you put something in hot, so the stronger one is the cold, and it will overpower the hot food put inside it. However, we have a klal, even when we say the bottom will overpower the top, that the cold will overpower the top that's hot, we still need a klipa because of something that's known as Adameker Leibola. Until it gets a chance to cool it off, it will be Bolea a klipa. So therefore, if the kair is kar, we'll need a klipa. V'imu roitev, if you use hot liquid in the cold klip, v'in en shishim neged ha-klipa, you'll need 60 against the klipa. V'im ha-cham lamato, if the kaira is hot, oishneim chamin, or both the kaira and the food put inside it is hot. Akol also yilek hashishim neged klipas kol hakaira. Everything is also unless there's 60 against the klipa of the whole bowl. So now back to the shach. The shach says, midikosef shom I hakaira kar sagid beklipa. He says that if the bowl is cold, you need a klipa. V'lei bir hachaluka hashenis ka'asher hakaira cham. He doesn't say that when the kaira is cham, you need only a klipa, meaning in a case where it's Yavish Lagamah, we said that even if the kaira is cham, is hot, you'll only need a klipa. So that Ramah doesn't say this case in Toras Chatos. Elevade mashakosav shom b'seifa via kaira cham koyinami adova yovish deresha sheyesh bo retivus ksas. When the Ramah says in the seifa that if it's hot, you need 60, he's going on both cases of the resha, even Yavish. And therefore, we have to say it's talking about where there's retiva success, the word moist, and therefore the tzorch shishim kishakai racham already done. Therefore, you need 60 when the pot is hot. But if we would be talking about where it's completely dry, and all I needed would be a klipa, a kumashu kasa b'simin kofei sifkot gimel. That if it's moist, you'll need 60 against the klipa. So since the Ramah doesn't say that if it's yavesh completely, all we need is a klipa, we see he's not talking about such a case. So in the Torah Chatos, he's talking about a case where it is moist. When he says, V'samu bo reseach sagale beklipa, he's talking about where it's moist. So therefore, because of all these questions, we have to say that the Ramah over here by us is not like we explained before, that the pot is hot. Elavade mayri b'hago nami, the Ramah also is talking about a case, kishihikar, where the bowl is cold, ukapashta demilsa, like the simple case. And even so, you need a klipa even if it's completely dry. That if the bowl is cold, if I put in something dry that's hot, so I need a klipa even if it's completely dry, we'll say, like we said before, the Adameka Blei Bola. That until it gets a chance to cool, the piece will be balea a klipa from the pot. ומשקוסה ואם הוא דובר לך ואינן שישם נגד קליפה מן הקיוה, היינו במוקם שנשתמש בקיוה. When he says if it's lach, if it's wet, when he sticks against the klipa of the kaiwa, that's only against the klipa of where the food touched. Because that's where it got a chance to balea before it cooled off. So that's the way the Shach is learning the Ramallah Maisa, that he's talking about a case where the plate was cold and I put in hot food. So if it's completely dry or moist, I need a klipa. And if it's a liquid, hot liquid was put into the kli, I need 60 against the klipa of where it touched. Avakashav, however, according to this, we have a question. Shalafizet, Dilakam 1, Simon Sadik Aleph, Sif Dalad, Kosav Habav, Debamakam de Habasar, Suicha, Tzarech Klipa, Emloi Kalfuhu, Ubishlukach, Mutu Bidiyevid. In a case where I need a Klipa, if I did not take off a Klipa and I cooked it the way it is, it's Mutu Bidiyevid, and you don't need 60 against the Klipa. If, for example, hot cheese fell onto cold meat, a klipa of the cheese is asur, as well as a klipa of the meat, and now I cook the meat and cheese together with other things, I do not need a 6 day against the klipa. V'chein kasa b'teres chatas klal chof gimel din hei, v'zei l'shoinei, opasak oid b'oroch, d'kol mokam sh'tzorach klipa, v'ober u'bishol b'loi klipa, any time I need a klipa and I cooked it without taking off a klipa, shari it's motu, I don't need 6 day against the klipa. Olufi zeh, im ira tafshol kosher, Mustaich Kaira Asura, if I pour something kosher into a bowl that's asur, mutter, it's mutter, I don't need 60 against the klipa of the Kaira. The Homedina ain't a oyster raka de klipa, all I would need is a klipa, or ma'acha de enevoy liklaif hakol shari, and since I can't take off a pill, because we're talking about a liquid, therefore everything's mutter, even if I don't have 60 against the klipa of the Kaira. At kamashrene of the Teres Chatas. Vim Kain, according to what we're saying, that any time something's asur klipa, and I cook it, I don't need 60 against the klipa, I might sarach kan shishim neged klipa mana kaira. In our case, why do we need 60 against the klipa of the kaira? It should be the same as over there. And even though a klipa would be asur, since it's a liquid, I should not need 60 against the klipa. Well, a pirush harishayin shekasafti lekosher midi. According to the first explanation that I said, that it's talking about where the bowl is hot, it's not a question. The lo yaminen hachi ele b'mokim shabasar atzmai tzarech klipa l'chud v'mashenaga. The only time we say we don't need 60 against the klipa is we only need 60 against the klipa where it touched. Mashenken hacha the lo yisagid b'klipa b'mashenaga. A klipa where the food touched is not enough. The hard nivla b'seichai kol mashenyesh b'klipas hakayra af b'mokim shalei naga sham havoitev. If the bowl is hot, I need 60 against the klipa of the whole kayra. In such a case, we don't say that if it's a liquid, in such a case, we won't say that we don't need 60 against the klipa if it gets mixed up. Like, for example, a liquid. V'oi, the kivan sh'akayra chamo. Furthermore, since the bowl is hot, imken habile hatavshil shebeseicha k'nisbashil beseicha. The food that's inside is like it got cooked in it. The kosev harav, simen, tzadakhes, divdalad. The kli shenesa b'malicha kadei klipa, a kli that becomes usher through salting a klipa, tzarech achokach shishim neged haklipa, and if it's used, then he's 60 against the klipa. V'telei dama l'simen tzadik aleph b'hagah is not comparable to simen tzadik aleph where we said that you do not need 60 against the klipa. Kimusha klipa shel ha-kaira ba'atzma oisrei. Since the klipa of the kaira itself is what's ushering the food, machmas shiicham v'hir medes ba'en. Since what's the issue over here is the pot is answering the food, therefore I need 60 against the klipa of the pot, since the klipa of the pot is be'ain. V'shayach be'klipa, k'moshe k'softi b'simen tzedekhes, sif kotten ches. Avu in name of the mayrish, k'sha kaira kara, if we're talking about where the bowl is cold, im kain tzorech klipa m'pnei sh'ha tavshul bola k'sas, koidim sh'tet stanin. The reason we need a klipa is because the piece absorbs a little bit before it cools off. Like we said before, adamiko lebola. Not because we need 60 against the klipa of the kaira. We need a klipa of the food becomes asur before it cools off. Imkain, tzorech shishim neged klipa satavshul. Therefore, we need 60 against the klipa of the food, v'ein amed is be'ein, and if it's a liquid, the klipa is not be'ein, v'leishach b'klipa, v'doich v'tzorechion. And therefore it's not shaykh haklipa since it's a liquid, and if it's a tzarchion, it remains the question, we have a question, why in our case do we need 60, since if the bowl is hot. The only reason we need 60 is because it is belay a little bit before it cools off. So why, if it's a liquid, do we need 60 against the klipa? Since we see in Siman Tzedek Aleph, then in such a case, we do not need 60 against the klipa. V'yesh leimer, so the Shach answers, the svirule lahavav, the hocha yesh lahachmir, then in our case, we should be more machmer, lahatzurich shichim neged klipa sakaira, to require 60 against the klipa of the bowl, kiven the balav hochi, yesh paiskim kan the svirule de laacha adocha v'sechas, he. Since there are paiskim that hold that the pot is hot, so we have another chumah in our case as opposed to the case in Siman Tzedek Aleph of a regular case of the Tov Gavur. In our case, some people hold that the Ravid that the bowl remains hot even after it's salted, and then it would, since it's hot, it would certainly answer a klipa midin. So therefore, we have to be machmer in such a case. Even though we hold like Rabbeinu Tam that in the case of Tator Gover, if the klipa gets mixed up, like in a case of Reitav, we don't need 60 against the klipa. Over here we should be machmer like the Rivo, who holds even by Tator Gover that we need 60 against the klipa. In the same way, we can answer the Rashba. We say if the loy litzuri dorav shabater sabayis ha'aruch daf ayin vav v'chidush v'chulin ayin sham ken erli v'dakeitiv. This is too in depth right now to go into the whole steer in the Rashba. But he says, according to what he's saying, you can answer the steer of the Rashba. So now let's see the last part of the Ramah. So in the last part of the Ramah says that it's mutter to salt meat for the first time in this kli if you make holes, or to salt for the second time, even without holes. So on this, the Shitaz in Sifkot Namalev says, let's see inside, Ayafilo beloi nekiva, even without holes, you could put salt, you can salt meat in there for the second time. Nirali dahainu pochas mikadei kvisha. This is less than the shear of kvisha. Dahainu meis leis. It's only mutu to leave it in the kli for less than 24 hours. After 24 hours, the meat will pickle in the kli and take out the bleus. The lafkein, if you leave it in for 24 hours, yehe aser machmas akvisha. The pickling will aser the piece of meat, will draw out the bleus from the kli and aser the piece of meat. Shavei yesh sham tzir the kovish kumavushal. Since it's tzir and kovish pickling has the din of cooking, has properties similar to cooking, therefore it will aser the piece of meat after 24 hours. So now the question on this, which the Nekudas Kesef asks, is we have a din that a kli after 24 hours, the blias are livgam. They no longer give good taste to food, and therefore these blias cannot aser food. Any kli that's used after 24 hours will not aser food, because the blias are livgam, and noisen tam livgam is mutter. Something that gives a bad taste is mutter. So over here, if I leave it in for 24 hours, now the blias and the kli from the malicha is already 24 hours old, and therefore they no longer taste good and will not aser the food. So why is it aser if it's left for 24 hours? So on this, Rebbe Kivego answers, in the name of the Michas Yaakov, that the Taz holds that since we're salting a second time for preservation, so there's a lot of salt, the salt, which is choref, will be mechalya leshvach. This means that even though normally, blias in a kli after 24 hours no longer taste good, something that's choref, a sharp-tasting food, can make these blias taste good, can sweeten the blias. And therefore, even after 24 hours, the blias that come out will answer the food. This is very pertinent by onions. If you cut an onion with an benyoma meat knife, let's say, so I cannot use this onions now with milk. If I did, we'll see, but yevid, there are materium, it's not the topic for now. But certainly, l'chatchila, I cannot use an onion that was cut with an ein ben yomo meat knife. Ein ben yomo meaning it was used more than 24 hours ago for meat. If I cut an onion with such a knife, I cannot use this onion with milk, because the blias will come out through the cutting, and since the onion is choref, the taste of the blias will be sweetened, and now this onion has a taste of meat in the onion, and therefore cannot be used with milk. So behir too as well, since it's a lot of salt, it's considered a dabar chorof, and therefore it will sweeten the taste of the bleus that come out and will also even after 24 hours. That's the first point in the Taz. Then the Taz continues, Abu Eila Hachma Baloima de Shir Kvisha Yi Yakan, Kashir Hanema Basiman Kufei Sif Aleph. Another din of Siman Kuf Aleph is even though Kvisha pickling usually takes 24 hours, if it's Sir or Dava Chorif, Sir means salty liquid, or Dava Chorif, it will pickle faster. The Shiurai Kadeshi Yitneno Ava Or. The Shir of Kvisha will pickle in the amount of time that it takes to heat up water on the fire. To heat up that amount of water on the fire. So here, let's say that after Shir Kvisha, the Shir Kvisha Bitsir, which is between 6 and 18 minutes, it will asser the meat. The Shach says you don't say that. The Zeshayach al Basar Hanisho Besrechatsir. That's only by meat soaking in seer. Mashenkin Khan da Hakli le Maflit Bisman Kotzer Kazet. Bleus from a Kli will not come out, even by Dov HaChorif or Tzir. It will not take out the Kli in the Shir of Shiitno Alahor. Ela b'shir stam kvisho b'kol mokoim shuhu ma'es leis. In order to remove bleus from a Kli, even by Dov HaChorif, it takes 24 hours. Similarly, if let's say someone left vinegar in a treif Kli, so if it wasn't left there for 24 hours, it won't aser. Or whiskey in a treif Kli would be the same din. If I leave whiskey in a treif kli for shir kvisha, according to the Taz, it will not become usher. The whiskey won't draw out the bleus from the kli until 24 hours. So let's see the similar in the shach. Shach Samaches says, Ayafilu b'lei nekiva, hiksha b'drisha, sif yud beis, delitzer mitam d'havi kovosh. Since it's kovosh, the drisha says, it should usher right away. Imshar kashir shitneno al ha'aish v'yaschir leher siach. It should be also in the time that takes for fire to heat up this food. The Shir Klisha La'esh is the amount of time that, according to the Machaber, if a piece of meat is left in a Klisha in a Manukav, that it's Aser. It should become Kovosh because of the Tzir, and should draw out from the Kli in that short amount of time. The Trisha leaves the Mitzarchian. For Loi Kosha Midi, the Shach answer is similar to the Taz. The Dafka le'inyan nimlach mitchila b'klisha in a menukav the neser habosar mitzir gufei amrin and hachi. If I salt meat in a klisha in a menukav, according to the machaber, the meat becomes asr because of the tzir, and therefore it's asr in this short amount of time. Aval inyan e melicha le'kelim, en chiluk for melicha to take out of kelim, we don't say this short amount of time. To le'oilam en koyach melach v'hatzir maflit kli, melach and seer won't take out from the Kli in this short amount of time. So the Prima Gadim wants to say that according to the Shach only says that salting won't take out bleus from a Kli in a short amount of time. But vinegar, and the same would be for whiskey, would also take out bleus from a Kli in 18 minutes. Another Mande Omar here is the Rebbe Kivega. The Rebbe Kivega brings the Magen Avraham. That the Magen Avraham holds like the Drisha, that seer will take out of a Kli in 18 minutes. The reason over here why it's mutter is up to 24 hours is because the only time something will take out of a kli is only if it's a liquid, but not a solid. Over here we're talking about a solid. The piece of meat is a solid, and a solid, even if it's salted, won't remove anything out of a kli. But a liquid, if it's salty or charef, will remove bleus from a kli in a shir kvisha.